From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week we are studying the subject, True Faith That Pleases God. True faith that pleases God. And of course, our passage of scripture that lays the foundation for our study is Hebrews chapter 11, and particularly verse 6, where the Word of God says, "But without faith, it's impossible to please Him." That is, it's impossible to please God without faith. As I mentioned yesterday, no one can please God at any time for anything apart from true biblical faith. Of course, Hebrews 11:6 goes on to say, "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And so what we see there is the way that faith operates, and the Lord willing, later on, we're going to be looking at that verse of Scripture for a more thorough understanding. But like I said yesterday, there are many people today who throw that word faith around. They'll say, "Have faith." They'll say, "I got through this situation through my faith." But many times, they're just talking about a superficial faith that expresses a powerless concept in secularism or depraved humanity that has no genuine effect or outcome, particularly as it relates to God and God's working. Faith in anything but God is a pseudo-faith that really does not get us through life to any great degree. I want you to understand that. There's a lot of pseudo-faith going on out there, people talking about faith, but they're not talking about faith in God Himself that saves and that gives strength to live the Christian life for the glory of God. So we are looking at faith throughout the course of this week, biblical faith. And today, we want to focus on the biblical description of faith. What does the Bible say about faith? Well, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 sort of introduces this whole concept of faith to us from the biblical perspective. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." If you've been around the church, if you've been a Christian for any period of time, there is no doubt in my mind but that you're very familiar with that verse. If you've just come to Christ and maybe this is one of the first times you've ever even listened to Christian radio, you may just be hearing this verse for the first time as well. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Down through the years, I've heard people say that this is the definition of faith. Well, I would say that it's more of a description of faith. Later on, we'll give you a definition of faith. But as we look at this particular verse, it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And there are two points that I derive from that. Number one, true faith, true biblical faith, is the believing and receiving of what God has revealed in His Word to be true. Now, you might want to jot that down. You might want to get it. And of course, I would always encourage you that when we are studying here in the radio, that you have your Bible opened and that you have a notebook and pencil or paper that you can write down some notes in, because we give material that I trust that even as we leave the radio will have an impact upon your life. And it's important, therefore, to write some of these points down that you can study them through later. But true faith is the believing and receiving of what God has revealed in His Word to be true. It is simply taking God at His Word. Now, I've mentioned two words, the word believing and the word receiving. As it relates to the Word of God, as it relates to our relationship with God, as it relates to biblical faith, that word believing means not doubting what God's Word says at all. Not doubting what the Bible says at all. When we pick up the Bible and when we read it and when we study it, it is true faith that does not doubt anything that the Scripture says, because the Scripture is the Word of God. That's what believing means. Having no doubt about what God's Word says, believing it entirely. But then I mentioned the word receiving. As believing is not doubting what God's Word says at all, receiving is personalizing what God's Word teaches. We believe it, we receive it, which means that we make it a part of our life. We make it a very integrated part of our life, to the point that we don't doubt it, as a matter of fact, to the point that we build our convictions upon it. Now you say, Pastor Gary, what do you mean by that? Can you illustrate it for me? Well, yes, I think that I can. For those of us who are Christians, who are exercising true biblical faith, for instance, we believe what Genesis chapters 1 and 2 says about creation. The fact that God spoke everything into existence. He did it in a six-day period, and on the seventh day, he rested. We believe that, and we receive it as truth, and we don't doubt it. That's the result of true faith. Another illustration of that could be the fact that in Genesis chapter 6, the Bible teaches us about the flood of Noah. Those of us who have true biblical faith believe what Genesis 6 says about the flood. We receive it, we make it a part of our life, and we don't doubt it to any degree. Another illustration. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it tells us that the Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it is God-breathed. Well, those of us who have true biblical faith believe that, we receive it, we do not doubt it whatsoever. And that's what this idea of what true faith is. When we say that true faith is the believing and receiving of what God has revealed in His Word to be true, when we have true faith, we pick up the Bible and we read it and we don't doubt it at all. Now, we might not understand it completely. As a matter of fact, I will tell you that after I've been saved for over 60 years, I still do not completely understand everything that's in the Bible, but I do believe every bit of it, and I have received it as truth. So true faith is the believing and receiving of what God has revealed in His Word to be true. But secondly, based upon Hebrews 11:1, where it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen," we would say that true faith is the guarantee of things desired and the convincing proof of things not seen. Now you say, Pastor Gary, that sounds complicated. Well, let me say it again and listen to this. That true faith, true biblical faith, is the guarantee of things desired and the convincing proof of things not seen. In other words, true faith enables the believer to trust the future as being the present and the invisible as being seen. You have it? True faith, true biblically based faith, enables the believer to trust the future as being the present and the invisible as being seen. You say, Pastor Gary, well, I can't quite comprehend that. Well, think of it this way. We believe, do we not, that God will supply all of our needs, and we accept that as fact, right? The Bible tells us that God will supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We believe that. We believe that God will supply all of our needs even before some of those needs come our way, and we accept it as fact. That's faith. Another illustration. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming again, and we accept that as fact. Amen? I mean, Jesus has not yet come again. We are still here on the earth. But we believe that he's coming again, and we don't doubt it. We accept it as fact. Another illustration. We believe as Christians that we have a home in heaven when this life is over, and we accept that as fact. We do not deny it to any degree. And that's this concept that true faith enables the believer to trust the future as being the present and the invisible as being seen. It was the old Bible teacher A.W. Tozer that said this, and I quote, "Faith is a kind of sight, because faith sees what has not yet happened. And if we have actual faith, we act as if we see what we believe. Faith in God believes and sees even before God acts. It simply takes God at his word." And that's what true faith is. God's revealed truth in Scripture allows, motivates, and enables us to live by faith. And that's what Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 says. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's the biblical description of true faith. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together, we'll continue our subject on true biblical faith by looking at the biblical definition of faith, and it builds upon this description of faith. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio. But before I conclude today, I want to ask you, do you have faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you do, I rejoice. If you don't, I would encourage you to call upon his name today in faith and ask him to save you, and he will. Well, thank you for joining us on the program today. Have a great day in the Lord, and then the Lord willing, we'll gather around the radio again tomorrow at the same time and continue our study. Until then, I'm Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.